This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Alice's Friday show. This part of the show is brought to you by our not-so-secret drag show. It's the secret show, but with a little draggy twist. Whoop, whoop. And you can go. It is free to go. You go to augusthallsf.com and just RSVP. Let us know that you're coming. All the VIP tickets are sold out, but you can still go to this show, and it's a great kickoff for everything that's happening that weekend.
Uh-huh,
if you're coming into the city, maybe to enjoy the Pride Parade, well, we're the day before. I think noon the doors open, So it's kind of a middle-of-the-day event. August Hall in San Francisco, live drag performances, and we've got keywords for the remaining VIP tickets, 8, 12, 3, and 5. We're giving out keywords. You text the keyword to 20357, and you're in the running for two VIP tickets to the Sarah and Vinny Not So Secret Drag Show. There is a grand prize winner who will also get a backstage meet and greet, super fun, with Sarah and Vinny. I mean, if you get to, we were going to say hi, we'll take the pictures, and the drag queens will be there, so it'll be great.
Kill it!
Yep. And the whole thing's brought to you by Hornitos Tequila.
Mm. Boom.
So, hello. It's Friday.
Hello.
Hello. Friday, you mother.
Hello.
Everybody. Where's Lionel Richie when you need him? You got him ready to go?
Where's that guy? Yeah, I don't know where he is.
Yeah, okay. Well, he can't have everything, I suppose.
No, sure can.
Only so many buttons, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Friday, too, so all it's right, like, ah.
I got
hello.
There
you
thank you. I knew he'd find it. If we gave him enough time, he would find it. Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Sarah.
Yeah.
He's got a giant tan wiener, okay?
Like, I didn't
really.
Get, not isn't long there, enough for the tan.
Isn't he doing enough for
short,
you as it is?
Oh, is that's for me.
That's dedication.
I thought that was for his daughter.
Oh, funny.
Look, Cameron, it's all tan.
Perfectly
gold,
you got a drum
perfectly,
hit. That was great.
Smooth. That was fantastic. Oh, good times. Yeah, that was. If you missed that story, you need to go back to the 6:30 news break, kind of toward the end. If you're,
it's going
to
be part of the best of. I'm sure.
Oh, I would certainly.
It'll be a highlight for sure today.
Expect
yeah.
that is going to be
right?
the thing. What is this highlight? You always say this, the highlight thing. That's like a little tiny mini podcast that we do
yeah,
every day, right?
I pull the best, or me and Bryn pull the best, you know, parts of the show, yeah. and then throw them in as little highlights, about three of them. So
is it like right. Alex and Bryn heavy? Is that usually how it
works? Sometimes, yeah.
Here's
it's just all us.
Yeah. Here's
Here
me saying
are.
A good one.
Here's me talking about my micros, my macros.
Here's me dumping everything. That's yeah. my best
Here's
gag.
Me dumping it. That's all I
get. Here's my long one.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good one. That'll be a good one. I think that should be the only highlight of the day. Okay, so stop having so much fun, you guys. This is it. We're going to get to business now.
All right.
Okay. There's one movie I want to mention for this weekend. Well, one movie that's in theaters, because there's a couple other things I want to talk about. But if you love you some Transformers, well, the 7th installment is out today. This is the first one. I think this is the first one since Bumblebee. They say this one is set in 1994, 7 years after the events of Bumblebee. I don't know, though. I'm not really keeping track of these things. It's called Transformers: Rise of the Beasts.
Which you know, I don't like the Transformers movies myself, but I remember when we toured Industrial Light and Magic, and they talked about how they had in the basement, and actually we went there and saw it, but they had these computers rendering these film parts 24/7. And this was old technology, new technology at the time that is now old because they can do it faster now. But these things were working around the clock to get Transformers done.
And when you say we went down into this room where they, where these computers were working, we're talking about a warehouse sized
farm
on the lowest level of this building. Like it was, and each rack holds like 20 processing units. Like it was.
And there were fans blowing and it was a whole thing, but it, they were
it
working round the clock
unreal.
On the Transformers movie of that time. I don't remember which one it was, but I found it fascinating and also kind of a bummer. Like, this is filmmaking now? All right.
Well, we've got... Right, because that, like, Transformers is... You know, there are people in that.
It's all, but it's mostly computers.
It's all green
made
screen.
Up scenes.
Yeah. Yep. Remember they were showing us, too... If I have the same thing in mind as you, they were showing us the green screen, and then they were showing us as each element got put in. Like, there's sort of a... pile of green rubble over here that they turn into some trash cans, and there's, you know, green walls that get turned into, you know, some alleyway in New York City. It's really beyond amazing. Mm-hmm. And that was, God, that had to be 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe earlier. Was that before you left?
No, it was probably 09.
No. It was when I came back. So it would have been 09, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's Revenge of the Fallen. Transformers.
Oh, so we were there that time.
Number two, movie number two.
That was only number two?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? These last ones have all been in the last... That's amazing.
So Transformers,
really,
the first one,
I don't care about them at all.
The first one was 07.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
07, 09, 11, 14, 17, 18, and now 23.
Transformers Rise of the Beast. For those who care, it's a big day. I'm listening to see if anyone cares.
I think it's pretty cool. I won't go watch it. The storylines or whatever, but I like the effects. I watched Avatar: The Way of Water yesterday.
Oh yeah,
and I ended up watching the making of, because you know on Disney there's the making of how he created Pandora's world. Very interesting, you know. James Cameron, that guy's amazing. Oh well, Jim's just super incredible. He argues with himself. The producer director side argues with the scientific side of, is this actually possible? And he makes him do all the stunts. In underwater, so it looks real.
That guy's a one-man band. Jesus.
Well, with like a 1,000-person army behind him, right?
Of course, sure. Yeah.
So it was really interesting. After watching a 3-hour movie, I still watched the making of because
I think that sometimes the making of stuff is it's such magic that it's really better than the movie in some cases. I didn't even know that existed. I'll have to watch that. Okay,
it's
so
on your Disney Plus.
Thank you. Here's a couple things on your TV, because the Transformers movie, that's in theaters.
Real quick, I saw a review for Indiana Jones, and it was so glowing, and I'm just absolutely pumped. I actually think I will go see that, and maybe if you never don't know me or don't know
ain't your thing.
I don't go to movie theaters. Mm-hmm. I don't care. But that's one that I think I want to see there. It's the last installment.
With him, anyway, with Harrison
they
Ford.
They better not put another person in that role, ever.
That's like, what Harrison says. They better not.
Come up with Miami Smith or something else. Like, don't do that.
I concur.
God.
Right. Why do they always have to redo it? I mean, I guess, whatever. Blah, blah, old people.
Anyway, the review is good, and I'm really pumped for it. Go on. Sorry.
The Flash is the other one, too. Like, that
big
one,
time.
I really am thinking about that. And Barbie. Oh, my God. I'm going to go see Barbie for sure. I can't wait for my sister to get here.
I already live in Barbie land. No thanks.
I don't think it's for kids, either, this Barbie movie. I don't think it's rated R or anything, but I don't know that it's... might be a letdown for, like, a 5-year-old.
Mm.
Okay. So, here's some stuff on your TV, as opposed to in the theater. Tonight at 8:30. Eastern, 5:30 our time. If you care about the NBA Finals, there's a game tonight. Denver Nuggets lead 2-1, Miami Heat. Today on Peacock, I'm excited for this. I sent this over to John, you know, because that's how I remind myself. that in the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, which is where all these trailers will be. The streaming premiere of Renfield. This is Nicholas Hoult, who I've grown to love. Oh, he's like one of those guys, been a ton of stuff, and you just, it's like, there he is. He's the dumb foodie who brings Anya Taylor-Joy to the menu.
Oh, okay. Oh, I love him,
he's
too.
That kid. Yeah. He plays the Emperor of Russia in The Great, and he's really funny in that. And in this, he plays Renfield. It is Nicholas Hoult as Dracula's tortured servant and Nicolas Cage as Dracula. Awkwafina and Ben Schwartz are also in it, and it really does. It's my kind of movie. I may have to watch this. I do love a good Nick Cage movie / vampire movie. So, and then on Disney Plus and Hulu.
You're such a weirdo.
I know. I can't help it. I don't know what comes over me, especially on Fridays. I'm just like, F it, to the moon. Friday, today, on Disney Plus on Hulu, there is a movie called Flamin' Hot. It is the true story of the Mexican-American janitor who convinced Frito-Lay to create their Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Mm. It's a fictional reenactment. It stars Jesse Garcia, Tony Shalhoub, and Dennis Haysbert. I don't know that guy. But we've got these trailers. They're all going up. And apparently it was some guy who worked at Frito-Lay who was like, you know what you need is something more flaming hot.
That was a fast fact way back.
Was it? Well, they heard it, Ben, and they turned it into a movie.
Some guy that worked at the company came up with the idea, and I thought it was the janitor. Did they say that? Or
it's the janitor.
Oh,
the
okay,
janitor.
Yeah. Yep. That's
a Mexican-American janitor. Mm-hmm. Did I just see that this is produced by Eva Longoria?
You did.
I did see her name, yeah.
That just flashed up there. Anyway, that's
director
Eva Longoria. Another thing that is on TV today, on Apple TV, it's a movie. It's called The Crowded Room, and I've been seeing a lot of promos for this, mostly because I've been watching Apple TV to see Ted Lasso, and they really find ways to work their promos in as you're starting to watch their shows. The Crowded Room is a thriller that stars Tom Holland as a guy who's arrested in 1979 with no memory of his crime, with Amanda Seyfried interrogating him to try to figure out what's going on here and why did you do this.
Amanda Seyfried is the cop?
She's the interrogator. Maybe she's like a psychologist, Ben.
Or a
trying
lawyer.
To figure out something. I don't know.
Okay.
But look, I like looking at her. So
I like looking at her, too. I was trying to figure out in what way how she pulls off a cop. But okay.
Oh, boy. He's
Whatever.
Getting beat up.
He's very serious in this role.
He is. It's not. It doesn't look like a happy, happy good time. They call it a psychological thriller. So and then Sunday, for those of you who love an award show and jazz hands, the 76th annual Tony Awards are Sunday night on CBS. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Witcher, everybody at my house except me, is a huge fan of The Witcher. Season 3, which is apparently the final time that Henry Cavill, at least, will be playing The Witcher. Henry Cavill, who also plays Superman and is delicious in The Tudors. They may go on. I don't know. I can't pretend to care. But The Witcher may go on after this, but this is his final season playing The Witcher. The people love The Witcher. The Witcher is a huge show on Netflix, and the trailer's been shared, the official trailer for season 3 of The Witcher, which returns on June 29th. That trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for you.
All right.
Yes. There's also something called, now, Vinny.
Yeah.
You and I both read a few of the, it was like sort of mystery, weirdly cop police procedurals under the Frankenstein umbrella.
Okay, were those I think they're Kuntz books?
I believe they are.
They were.
But there was a whole
so
series
good
of them
until they
at
weren't.
First.
Yep.
Until they were about the two cops and
until
their love
story.
Until
they weren't good, but they were for the first couple books. They were
super great.
Epic and really, really good.
Just the whole concept of them where this guy has continued to live on. And he's not Frankenstein. He's the monster. I mean, that's, you know, people say, oh, it's Frankenstein. But he's actually Frankenstein's monster. Now, we've got a little twist-a-roo going here with Emma Stone playing her own version of a Frankenstein monster in something called Poor Things. Mm. We've got this trailer as well. It's a feminist monster tale they're seeing here. You know what? Okay, fine. And I see a picture of Emma Stone kind of put back together. I'm a fan of hers.
I do like her. No one could save La La Land, so that's not her fault, but...
La La Land.
I liked it.
Please stop. I liked it too.
Stop it. You know it was garbage. Don't ever say you liked that.
I liked it.
You liked it. You just didn't like the ending, you said, right?
I didn't like it at all. Please.
Well, the ending ruins the whole movie for Vinny. Vinny bases his entire feelings about the movie.
Also the beginning where they dance on the streets in L.A. on a freeway.
So fun. It's a musical, Vin.
No.
Also, the white guy taught us all about jazz. Come on. Yeah. I didn't know anything about jazz until that guy told me. Poor Things is going to be released only... Let's go to the... We're sticking on Frankenstein
Poor Things,
here.
You got it. Uh-huh.
Poor Things is going to be released only in theaters September 8th, 2023. And we've got the trailer for you up now at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And now, I want to talk about Bryan Cranston because this guy... I'm jelly. I'm super jealous of this. Everything about this story is fantastic. Enjoy. Bryan Cranston is giving it 3 more years. Now, this is a guy who I know him from Malcolm in the Middle. Like, that was, my kids devoured that show. I loved that show. They'd say, Mom, Malcolm in the Middle's on. Let's go watch that. It's on. I'm sure I watch it in repeats. I don't think I was watching the episodes new. Maybe I was. I don't know. But we would sit down and watch a couple episodes of Malcolm in the Middle, and I just effing loved that show. I loved the mom. I loved all the kids. Dewey is my favorite. And Bryan Cranston, the dad, was fantastic. He was a big dummy. And then he went on to do Breaking Bad, and that sort of broke everything wide open. I'm seeing him all the time in all these various series, and he's working and working. And it's paid off for him. He wants to retire in 3 years, 2026. And they're talking about France. And by they, I mean him and his wife. Because guess what? The wife, it's her turn. Here's what he has to say about this. In 2026, Bryan Cranston plans to retire from acting, shut down his production company, sell his half of the Dos Hombres Mezcal company, and leave the country with his wife, Robin. They're considering France. He says, for the last 24 years, Robin has led her life holding on to my tail. She's been the plus one. She's been the wife of a celebrity. She's had to pivot and adjust her life based on mine. She has tremendous benefit from it, but we're uneven. I want to level that out. She deserves it.
He says, I
want to go for day trips and have the fire in the fireplace and drink wine with new friends and not read scripts. I'm not going to be taking phone calls. I'm so jealous. Oh, to have like...
I like it. If Bryan, you can do it, I like it.
Right. Well, he's older than you even think. You know, this is a guy who I want to say, is he 71?
Bryan. I would guess he's in his 70s.
Yeah, he's 67.
Oh, he's only 60s. He's got plenty of time. So he's going to retire at 70 then. Well, okay. There you go. That's a good time to retire. I think 60 is a great time to retire. But I think he's made a lot of his money in these last 10 years. So now they're ready. And I love that he's got a wife that he loves and recognizes that it can be very hard for the wife of a celebrity or the... Not even the wife, the significant other of a celebrity, because that world, a lot of times, is about the celebrity. They say even people who are both celebrities, but one's a much bigger celebrity, it's harder for the little celebrity, because everything's about the big celebrity.
Yeah.
So she can be his celebrity now. It'll be fantastic. And I love the thought of, like, you know, moving to France and buying one of those old rundown chateaus and fixing that thing up.
Well, he's saying all the right stuff, so we'll see if he can do it.
Yeah, we will. I hope he can. Maybe he'll be like, you know, a vintner or something. Like, he'll get a place and do his own wine brand, and that'll keep him busy in his old age. People do that, you know. I mean, look at Brad and Angelina.
Start another company and make it about all about you again. Good job, Bryan.
Way to go, man. You know how we are speculating... Every time Jamie Foxx comes up, we've got our opinions. Here's what I think happened, and why wouldn't he say this, and why are they saying that, and what does this mean? And we're all sitting here speculating. Well, we're not alone. The world is speculating, and that's the risk you run when you just don't say what happened. you want to keep it secret. I mean, even just make up a lie about it. Oh yeah, he broke his knee, and so he's in so much pain. Whatever.
The thing that I don't like it about our society in general, but the truth is, when you withhold information, you are activating online sleuths and people who are like, you don't get to keep that from us. We're going to find out. And I think it's gross.
It is gross.
But I also think it's real. It's true. There will be people who are looking to find out what it is that happened and break that story.
Yeah, your private information for everyone's general consumption. And look, I'm guilty of it. No, I'm not guilty of being a sleuth because I don't care that much. But I'll sit and talk about it. You know, that's what this job is. Oh, here's something. Let's talk about this. Let's figure out what this could be. So Jamie Foxx is dealing with some kind of mystery condition or illness, or some kind of complication. And we still do not know. We have not heard anything definitive. We are starting to hear some, it's not that, though. So here's, there have been unconfirmed reports that he's had a stroke. This has been since early April. Last weekend, Dr. Drew does a podcast. I like Dr. Drew. He seems legit.
I do too.
He seems careful too. He's not like the guy that just says anything willy-nilly.
I haven't heard him in 15 or 20 years, but I loved Love Line.
I see him on Christina Pazitsky's show sometimes, Your Mom's House. It's he occasionally is a guest on there. I only occasionally listen, but I've seen him a few times, and he's fun. You know, he gets the joke, but he's actually, when it comes to medical stuff, he's pretty considered with it. So he and a guest were discussing Jamie Foxx, like, what the F's going on with Jamie Foxx? And they were apparently discussing the possibility that the COVID vaccine had caused a blood clot that led to an alleged stroke. Just discussing the possibility of that, not saying that's what happened or putting it out there as fact, but ruminating, as we often do. So somebody got back to Jamie's people, and they're pissed. It's completely inaccurate. But then they don't go on to tell us what is accurate. How about you just tell us at this point? So we still have no info to go on what did happen, but people are still happy to tell you what they think it might be. Oh, it might be this. Well, what about this? Oh, it could be this. Maybe the world will never know. I'm worried about him, though. It's coming up in the news, Vin.
I got to do a text real quick. 617 says,
oh, Boston.
Bryn, you need to use lots of cocoa butter when you tan your balls. Eleanor, Marco Island.
Oh, she still has her 617.
Doesn't number. She? No.
I don't think.
Oh, is that mom?
Well, Eleanor and Marco Island from the 617. I don't think my mom has a 617 area code. I think she has all 239 or whatever they're.
Whatever. I thought it was very, very charming.
That is funny.
It is.
Science is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. From countertops to flooring, accent walls, and backsplashes, the perfect finishes make your home unique and reflects your individual style. Find the perfect finish at All Natural Stone and allnaturalstone.com. And give them a follow on Instagram. You'll like it.
Right now, there's a before and after of your Wall of Hassan up.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, the difference is profound.
A big friend of the show who became a huge star after the last time she was on. She is doing a show next week here in San Francisco and called me DM'd me and said, "Hey, I want to come on with you guys." And I went, "We're going to be at getting gum surgery."
So disappointing.
So Gina Yashere is performing on June 17th at the Social Hall in San Francisco. And you can go to her website to get tickets for the show. I told her we'd try to mention it.
You've done a good job.
Come
of that.
On. Yeah. So GinaYashere.com is where you can get tickets for her
show. You struck up a real friendship with her. I mean, you guys bonded over your germophobia, and it was Gina and Vinny the whole time. I loved it. It was great.
You know what? It's what really has happened for me anyway on my side of it is that when she told her story about how suddenly Chuck Lorre gets her on the phone and says, "Hey, I want to meet you. I'm doing a show and you might be able to help me with it." And I think she said something like, he googled funny Nigerians and I popped up, and the next thing you know, she's 3 years into a hit TV show.
It's Abishola.
It's the kind of story that I root for people like this. I love this story,
right?
It's like I remember when she told us this, I said to her, "I hope you're huge. I hope you get so big and have so much money and you never have to, you know, do anything when you're done with that again, or anything you don't want to anyway."
Right, right.
And it's happened.
So great.
Like, she hit.
She's so nice, and she was already so funny, and she was a touring comedian, and this thing hit for her. And
so anyway,
amazing.
She's playing next week in San Francisco. Go to her website for tickets. Here we go.
All right.
I wanted to do this. This is so fun. Okay. We all have some nasty habits. Everybody does. I don't know what yours are
specifically,
but you know that no matter, you end up eventually hearing from someone, they'll tell you what they do, or you see what they do, and you're like, "Oh." I asked this girl one time I went out with, "Where do you cut your toenails?" Just to see what she'd say, and she said, "In bed." And I went, "What?"
So you guys broke up 30 seconds later, right?
Why
you weren't having that. I know you.
Why in the world would you cut your toenails in bed?
Maybe because it's a soft place to sit.
I guess, but still, like, and she goes, "Well, I take all the nail clippings and scoop them together, and then I pick them up." And I was just like, I don't know why you do that. That seems gross.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The correct answer for that is, I'm sure many people would think outside, but I say it's in the bathroom. Over a little bathroom bin, if you can, and then you look around for the ones that inevitably flick off into the world.
1,000 people were surveyed to shed light on personal hygiene habits. It turns out nearly a quarter of people wash their area in the sink.
What?
I can't say I've never done that. I have done that.
Well, you never. I mean, sure. I suppose you occasionally, like, a couple times in your life. Like, please tell me you're not doing that all the time.
Not regularly, but I will say that I take a, let's say I took my shower in advance of doing something fun with a partner.
Uh-huh.
So I'm super clean. And then when we're done, I don't really need a whole body shower. I just need a...
When I put my hair up and I go like this. I stand under the water. Oh, you can't even see me because I...
No, you disappeared.
I just go like this and stick and turn the shower back on and get the soap going.
Oh, well, we were just... You just showed us exactly what you do. My goodness.
Can't see it.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys can't hip thrust forward into the water stream.
Over the sink.
Nah, that's not...
that's what we're doing.
I don't know, man. It just feels like now you're like all your junk is touching, you know, the place I brush my teeth.
Well, ugh. I didn't do it in your sink. I did it in my sink.
Oh,
but
okay,
the point is, I'm just saying, yes, I've done that. I don't regularly do it. Sometimes
good.
I'm happy
I'm glad to
just
hear that.
Wear you for the rest of the day. But in a situation where I just want to, you know, quickly...
Gross.
It happens. Don't call that gross.
It's gross.
Nothing
dude.
Gross about
it's
that.
It's natural.
Oh it my is God. Natural. Everyone, just next subject.
Three in 10 people go number one in the shower. That's
oh, yeah,
totally
I do that.
Normal.
I don't think that's a gross habit at all. That's to me, that's a water saver.
The average American showers 6 times a week for about 15 minutes each time. That seems long.
That seems really long.
But,
does anyone
you know,
here take a longer than a 5-minute shower?
Mm-mm. I don't. No, I take
no
a,
way.
I take a pretty quick shower. But I do think because we're in California, we specifically are minding our water and differently than, say, someone in the middle of the country.
Are we? Maybe our water's a lot more expensive than other places, too. That's got to be it. Because for me, it's not just conserving water. It's that my freaking water bill's outrageous.
Yeah, mine, too. They say here that Gen Zers were the only age group that showered less at 5 times per week.
Yeah.
For the record, while I do take short showers, I absolutely shower every day. There is no way I would go a day without a shower.
Yeah, I'm like a three to 5 times a week person.
I'm a dude. You got to shower every day. It's just got to.
Yeah.
Dude.
I don't know. It depends what I did. Like, did I get sweaty? Did I not? Did I do anything? What was I? You know, that one thing. Do I need a shower? I feel like I don't.
Several of the people surveyed shared their fondness for showering with their partner. Mm. Over 60% of respondents also said that showering together boosts happiness in the relationship and creates a stronger emotional intimacy between them and their partners. There, while I'll take all the boobs in every possible way, the shower, the soapy shower boob is one of the best boobs.
The soapy, slippery, fun time, happy face, laughy, fast shower. That's the shower for me. I love that.
And I do
so
think
so much fun.
That intimacy
slippery.
that gets like, you know, pushed to the side when we get busy is one of the downfalls for relationships. Like, you gotta connect that way. That that fun is what reminds you, oh yeah, we're into each other.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Oh
forgot.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my God,
while
you're
I was at
so
the grocery
fun.
Store and the this and the that and the other thing and the mail and the bills and the
yep.
Oh yeah, we're in each other.
Find ways
that's
to remember
how we
that.
Got here. Durr.
How did I get here? Well, here's how.
Right. The naked shower.
Yeah.
They say
do it.
It leads to less fighting among couples. So, all right.
Well, it is fun. It's just fun to hug someone who's all slippery and trying to, you know, like a greased pig. Woo.
One of the things that came out of this survey, and there's a bunch of stuff, they say the shower seems to be a place where people multitask too. 37% of men confess to video chatting while having a shower.
Really?
Women All right. were more likely, on the other hand, let's see here, to brush their teeth or go number one in the shower. 12% of people, okay?
Yeah.
12% of people poop in the shower.
Wait a minute. No, this, please. No.
12%.
That's way too many. I can honestly say that, I mean, unless it happened when I was like a little kid, 0 times. I would never. What do I do? What am I catching that? Like, what on earth are 12% of people doing? I'm flabbergasted.
12% of people in the world, you know, from other countries.
Is this from other maybe. Countries, Vinny? Please tell me it's from countries where poop
I
is like a fun time, happy face thing.
Certainly, we are a melting pot, so there are other cultures and people from other countries here in this country. I honestly, even for fun, I can't defend that. Like, when I just saw the story, I went, well, let me see how I can present this and what angle I can take. But there is no defending the Ooh. Number two in the shower. You just, it's, I mean, what do you, step that down through the grate? I mean, are you pushing that?
Yeah.
Like,
right?
No. Right. There isn't.
Listen, I have an idea. Maybe 12% of respondents didn't understand the question and they thought that it was about farting. Let's go
Okay.
with that. Let's just go with that, because pushing it down through the grate with your foot wasn't in my mind already, so thank you for that.
don't know. Yeah. I'm telling you.
I just assumed people were walking that in their hand to the toilet. I didn't know. I just didn't. It didn't occur to me.
So you're
that
just
I could
telling
stomp
me
that down.
You just catch that and walk it over.
Well,
is that what you're?
If the other alternative is stick, you know, down with your foot through the grate. I don't want any of this. I hate this story so much right now.
All right, I'll move on. Anyway, I thought, there you go. That's happening in the world somewhere. If you're a shower pooper, please, by all means, explain.
Call us. 800-400-3697. Alex, put your eyeballs on the phone and see if anybody calls to tell.
See if it
actually
even rings.
We might not be able to. I feel like we might have gone too far already for the regular air. This is like a secret show topic.
Next up, nerd news.
Oh, I love nerd news. Science. Da-da-da-da. Nerd science. It's all the same to me.
How old were you when you got your first glasses?
Oh, I was you mean other than cheaters?
No.
Cheaters?
Yeah.
42.
Okay. Weirdly, and this happens, and it happened to me, as a little boy, I loved to read books. I've always loved to read books. I've read books since I could read.
Yeah.
I've been into it. I needed glasses to help me read as a little boy because I was having trouble, and they got fixed. Like, my eyes got better.
You're
so
kidding.
I don't. No, I'm not kidding.
Huh.
I don't.
Wow.
I don't know what. I don't remember because I was too young. Like maybe Sandy is, you know, getting ready to text me. I don't know. But I remember I had to wear glasses to read as a little boy. And then that stopped being a problem. And I still don't even necessarily need readers. So it's not.
I know you're actually very surprisingly able to read I look at you, you know, I sit next to you every day. And I can see you looking at your computer and reading it without squinting or any real problem. You're sort of a wonder kid.
But I don't have my long vision though, so that's
right.
That's true. I wear contacts when I go surfing. But anyway, how old were you when you got your first glasses? Pretty soon, kids might not have to get them so early. Researchers at Ohio State are working on special eye drops that could prevent or delay nearsightedness.
Oh.
So, I love it. Bring it on. Technology. Let's get rid of the glasses altogether.
I really do want a bionic cornea, or two of them, please. I'm really waiting for that time to come. My eyes, when I don't have my glasses on, not only can I not see anything, my eyes just feel so tired. It's such a strange feeling. It's like the one part of me that really, really feels old.
Your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
You ever get that? It's almost like, it's such a strain to try to see things clearly, and then I just feel so, it makes my eyes feel so tired. Wah.
I don't, but my gripe about glasses or needing glasses is the whole, I need them. So where are they? You know, like if I'm driving, I got to find them before I can pull out of the garage and make sure they're on my face. And then I put them on and go, oh, these are the ones that don't have the corrective lenses. So I got three different pairs of glasses. You know what I mean?
Huge pain.
Get out of here.
That's right.
Glasses.
Glasses are a huge pain. And so are contacts. It's just, eye trouble is a pain.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your
eye drops
fabulous
coming soon. Corrective eye drops.
I like it.
Go science. You've heard of electric cars, but a cruise company has revealed plans for a zero emissions electric cruise ship.
Oh.
With retractable sails covered in solar panels. It could set sail as soon as 2030.
I love that idea. I think that, you know, I think it's really obvious that that's where all our attention should be, focusing on new ways to do things with as little environmental impact as possible. I think that's
those
great.
Cruise ships are so gigantic.
I know.
If you've never been on one, when you see it, you just go, it's a whole city.
Yeah. It's like bigger than a city block. And the only time I've ever seen a cruise ship, I see them in person all the time because we drive right down past, you know, on the Embarcadero. They're parked
on the bay, right.
And they are so much bigger than you think they are. It looks like a enormous skyscraper turned on its side. They're just unfathomably huge.
Bryn, you're a cruise guy, right?
Yeah. Love it, yeah.
Standing on the deck of a cruise ship, how many flights or floors up are
from
you?
From bottom to top?
Yeah, from that's the ocean like usually to 12. Where you're standing.
Yeah,
about so you're 100 stories, feet above sea level.
Yeah.
Easily.
Seems like it. I'm estimating 80 to 100, something like that.
Mm-hmm. So there's long no fall, way. For sure. Like if someone said, I'll give you $1 million to jump off, you'd go, well, that'll kill me, so I can't.
I think people can survive it.
If they're lucky and hit exactly right. I mean, they say it's like hitting concrete if you get going fast enough.
Yeah, but it's high. Imagine. That sounds really yeah. high. That doesn't sound
maybe
like...
Maybe less. Maybe like 60 feet, 50, 60
That's
feet.
That's still I'm just, really I'm high. Estimating. Are you kidding
yeah.
me?
But in the water, you can survive that if you like straighten out your body. So if they could guarantee me that they're going to turn back around and save me, I'll do it for $1 million, sure.
Okay. You like your right? chances. All right.
I
fine.
Do. Yeah. For
I have a tendency
bucks.
Towards
Please
that,
don't.
Too.
Oh my
and I look
God.
At it like, well, I think I, you know.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, oh I think I, you know, if I do it just right. Okay.
Right.
An estimated 15% of U.S. adults have, I don't, tinnitus, tinnitus. What do you guys, go
John
ahead.
John calls it tinnitus.
Okay.
But I'm with you. Everything that has an I-T-I-S at the end is an itis to me. Everything is itis except for tinnitus. Okay, sure. However you want to say it.
A team from the University of Michigan has developed a new treatment device, though there are still some clearance hurdles before it becomes available. There's hope for those of you who suffer from tinnitus. Tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
Tinnitus. Say it again.
Oh, tinnitus.
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 There you go. Can you imagine having a ringing in your head all day?
John has that all day, every day.
I would not be okay with that.
Oh.
I have that.
Yeah, nobody's okay day, with that.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. It comes not all the time, maybe once a week, and it just goes like a super high pitched thing in my ear, and I feel pressure.
Oh,
and I feel like
that sounds like you got wax in your ears. You might want to just
no,
get that
it's
removed.
Definitely not wax.
How do you know?
It comes on like out of nowhere and takes over my whole brain. God. Yeah, like it scares me.
And so there's no way to make it go away.
It goes away.
His goes
in
away.
The moment, it, there's no way to make it go away without, yeah. I don't know how to make it go away, but it just fades away.
John says it's always there, and it's not as noticeable during the day because it's ambient noise and you're, you know, walking around talking and stuff. He's like, it's when it gets quiet, it's just crazy.
So he lays down to go to sleep, and he can hear a ringing in his head.
He hears, and
that's
it's going.
That's torture.
You know, and so he's talked to a lot of doctors about it, but check this out, Vinny. So there are people who have actually chosen deafness over the tinnitus, and they get a nerve cut so that, you know, to give them some relief from this, and then
oh my goodness,
and then it's still there.
What?
Yes, like it's a weird, it's almost like your brain's doing it to you. Not
so what do
ear.
You do, just punch your doctor? Like what?
No, I don't know what you do at that point. There's no relief for it. It's a big bummer. And John doesn't even have a super bad case of it, his doctor said. He's like, no, you actually get to sleep, that you're all set. It's not that bad. I get it bothers you, but some people really suffer. Oh, gotta go.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.